Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, banyak bisnis karangan bunga di Australia yang terkena dampak ekonomi dari pandemik virus corona akibat dibatalkannya atau ditundanya pesta pernikahan. Namun, beberapa dari mereka dapat melihat sisi positif dan permintaan baru karangan bunga dengan konsumen yang ingin menikmati sendiri. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Celeste McIntosh bagi SBS News.
Flowers are a luxury. Flowers are an essential item. Flowers keep us connected with our soul, the smile of the earth, and flowers smile the same in every language. A lot more important than what people realize.
Lahir di Belanda, Anjar Sibus tumbuh di budaya di mana karangan bunga selalu ada di atas meja. Namun ketika ia membuka bisnis karangan bunga di Brisbane pada tahun 1985, ia terkejut mengetahui hal tersebut bukanlah hal yang umum di Australia untuk membeli bunga untuk dipajang di rumah. Dan biasanya hanya dibeli untuk acara-acara spesial saja. Kecintaannya terhadap bunga dimulai sejak ia kecil.
Well, my grandfather was a head gardener at a castle in the Netherlands, and he grew the flowers. So when there were parties in the early days, the whole house was decked out with flowers every week. And so I grew up with those stories. And across the road from my parents, there was a florist shop. And after school, I would hang around the florist shop and they would say, can you do a delivery? So they'd give me 25 cents for delivery on my pushbike.
Berlawanan dengan perkiraan awal bahwa warga Australia akan mengurangi pengeluaran mereka untuk hal-hal yang pribadi akibat menurunnya ekonomi, para pebisnis bunga di Queensland melaporkan peningkatan penjualan bunga sejak pandemi COVID-19 dimulai. Sibes mengatakan tantangan akibat kunci Tara, ia menyaksikan perubahan pasar bunga, di mana ada lebih banyak orang yang membeli bunga untuk mereka nikmati sendiri.
If things are going to be hard, flowers are going to be important because that will keep us connected with what matters, life and loving. We made immediate changes because we lost initially 50% of our turnover and we did our website in a different way and upgraded that and worked a lot with the community and our shop is like a safe space. We're doing great.
Meskipun ia terpaksa membatalkan pesanan bunga untuk pernikahan tahun ini, pengusaha bunga di Brisbane dan penata acara Imelda Reyes-Katep mengatakan ia beruntung dan tidak harus menutup bisnisnya meskipun pandemik berlangsung. Bahkan ia melihat angka penjualan terbesar sejak ia memulai bisnis tersebut pada tahun 1997.
By the end of June, we have had 38 weddings cancelled and postponed. It was supposed to be a very bad financial situation for us, but surprisingly, we are one of the good news during the pandemic. Why? Because a lot of people are buying flowers for themselves to make them happy. A lot of husbands place orders online or on phone because they want to cheer up the whole family.
Katep yang berasal dari Filipina pindah ke Brisbane pada tahun 1990 bersama suaminya Sam, setelah sebelumnya tinggal di Kanada dan Amerika Serikat. 5 tahun berikutnya mereka menginvestasi bisnis karangan bunga setelah bujukan suaminya yang pernah membantu seorang teman dalam acara Valentine.
And after that Valentine event, my husband came home and he said, "You know, Imelda, I have found the right business for us. This is a happy business and I want to do this business." I said, "And what is it?" "It's a flower shop." I said, "We graduated the best degrees overseas. And we are doing flowers. What will my parents say?" I said, "Okay, let's have a look at it." And we always consider ourselves essential services, just like all the others, because we make people happy. We give them hope. We give them something to smile about.
Seorang psikolog, Lisa Flowers dari Evoc Psychology di Queensland mengatakan, orang menghubungkan bunga dengan pengalaman yang positif dan perayaan.
stop and smell the roses. Flowers, they give us an opportunity to stop and be present and really enjoy the moment that we're in. There's that association of flowers with positive events and experiences where we experience a connection with other people. And that connection to others, that connectedness, is really integral to good well-being and good mental health.
Flowers menekankan dampak pandemik pada kesehatan mental dan mengatakan orang secara alami berpaling ke bunga pada masa krisis. Perusahaan keuangan Rabobank memperkirakan krisis COVID-19 telah merugikan industri bunga paling sedikit $1.5 miliar Australia. Dalam bulan-bulan musim dingin di Australia, lebih dari 80% bunga dijual secara lokal. Dilaporkan berasal dari Kenya, Kolombia, Malaysia, Vietnam, dan Thailand, meskipun bunga tumbuh sepanjang tahun di seluruh Australia. Sebagai akibatnya, terdapat kebutuhan yang besar untuk suplai bunga. Petani bunga peony di Tasmania, Joe Wright, sedang menunggu panen yang akan datang pada bulan November.
So our peonies are just poking their little pink noses through the soil. It'll be a few more months before we start harvest here. Late November through to late December, and some years even into January.
Bersama dengan suaminya Caleb, mereka mengirimkan lebih sedikit bunga ke negara bagian lainnya karena hasil panennya lebih banyak terjual secara lokal. Namun, Wright mengatakan ia tetap senang meskipun bisnisnya tetap kecil dan lokal.
We're just two people growing peonies, and for us it's a lifestyle, and it's a beautiful lifestyle with a beautiful product that people really love. It's an awful lot of work, so we have to kind of manage the enjoyment of producing this lovely product and making a little bit of money. We don't make a fortune from them, but people love it, so that's why we continue to do it.
Caleb, Wright, and Seabus merasa optimis orang akan menghargai nilai bunga lebih baik saat ini.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.